We ride along next with search and rescue teams after Hurricane Michael. NPR's Hansilo Wong traveled through Florida's Jackson County with a crew from FEMA.
A large paper map laying out the more than 900 square miles of Jackson County is spread across a folding table in a makeshift command center.
This is 69 right here. This is 90. We'll just take a left on Poplar Springs. We'll hit this real quick. We'll check this.
The search and rescue team of Virginia Task Force 1 is about to start its fourth day here. They're trying to drive down every single road in a remote part of Florida's panhandle, trying to figure out what people here need. Emergency medical care, help covering their roofs, directions to the nearest donation site.
All right, we're going to start heading now. Are you up at the gate?
Yeah, copy that. We're on River Forest Road.
Chief Kit Hessel is behind the wheel, leading a caravan of trucks past the fallen power poles, longleaf pines snapped in half, and washed out cotton fields Hurricane Michael left behind. Rescue Specialist Adam Sheets rides in the front seat.
This is probably my third or fourth hurricane deployment. This is the worst that I've seen.
How are you, ma'am? We're with Virginia Task Force 1 with FEMA. We're just checking on people to see how everybody is in the area.
Thank you. That's very kind of y'all.
Chief Hessel checks in with a couple of residents who are living with an elderly relative. Power is still out for many here, and generators roar behind almost every conversation. Most of the roads here have been cleared, but storm debris still blocks some unpaved driveways. Virginia Task Force 1 is the first outside help Mac O'Lally has seen come through.
Well, we need a whole lot of work to clean up all these trees that's fell down and the tops is off of the houses. Some of them gets blowed away. That right out there, ain't nothing left of it but the frame.
Lally just turned 81. He lives with his son Ricky, who uses a wheelchair. He points out a church across the way that lost its roof. Around the corner, a toppled tree has left a hole in a trailer home that now looks chewed through in the middle.
It's terrible.
I've been home.
But we all living. That's a good thing right there.
Just a short drive away, a neat row of azaleas stands in front of a house topped with blue tarps and plastic sheeting. Barbara Nelson has been staying here with her daughter.
I just really need some place to go that will be comfortable for me. Really, I just need my lights and water to turn on at my home, and then I could go there. You know, there's trees everywhere, damage to my house, but as long as I could get in there and have cool air, I'd be happy.
Nelson works the midnight shift at a nursing home. The electricity and water are still out at her own house, but she says she's not sure how much longer she can stay with her daughter.
I'm going to give you this piece of paper. So here's the shelter information. But I found the closest one for you is about 5 miles away up at Providence Church. They'll take good care of you.
Okay, thank you very much. They got room then, you think? They got room available?
Yep.
Okay.
Cell phone service is still spotty in parts of Jackson County, so rescue specialists like Adam Sheets have been stepping in as messengers, relaying information about relief services in person and lending a friendly ear. Sheets says before the hurricane, many living here were already just getting by.
Something like this is a huge... It's a huge deal. I mean, they just don't have anything. Right. And that's why it's so important to hit every house, you know, and talk to folks so they know that, hey, there's people out there that do care.
And that they're not forgotten. Hansilo Wong, NPR News, Jackson County, Florida.
Hansi's story was produced by our colleague Evie Stone.